Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. We're here again live at Everything Speaks. We have a pretty good topic for you here today. But as always, we like to start off with love. We want to talk about love and what love is. You know, because if we don't know how to love each other, hold on. There we go. If we don't know how to love each other, we won't be able to, we really won't be able to function with each other. We won't be able to have no relationships with the family. We won't be able to have a relationship with our friends. And when we come together as groups, that's going to be just as bad. Speaking, it's been a long day. We're not going to be able to do things with our friends and our loved ones and everything else. That's why I always go to love first. I don't sound like Barry White. Love. But we need to talk about love. So actually, the main topic today is about love. But we want to get into some of the other things because some of the other things have been very controversial, you know, about the flat earth and evolution and and the real history of who and what we are, you know. So we have to deal with that. So, but right now, we're just going to be focusing on love for a minute, you know. And so we're not going to do the usual half hour before we open the mics. The mics will be open at any time. So anytime you want to step in, just hit one. Let me know that you're on the air. We'll open up your mics, okay? So now, there's a couple things that we don't know about love. In fact, at the heart has a neural net that communicates with the brain. So when you do something with somebody or commit an act that don't make them feel good, it creates what you call, the heart gives off a hormone. And every time you deal with that person, that hormone kicks in, you know? And it just gives you like a little bad flavor. So it's good that if you follow the rules that love is an act that makes others feel good, because we're dealing with the culture of read what you sow. The two different cultures, read what you sow and dog eat dog, and dog eat dog. So if you're not careful, in that culture, they will eat you, so you have to be very careful. And when you're functioning under the read what you sow mindset, you have to be careful as well, because boy, you can't get taken advantage of, you know, because you're out to be good and love and kind, but you want to come back, and they will take advantage of that, take everything you have, next thing you know, you in the street with a cup in there, wondering what in the world happened, you know. So you have to be very careful about what you're doing and who you're doing it with, okay? Okay, now that that has been said, let's get into, let's get into a little bit of history here, you know. I want to talk about history in relationship to evolution. I want to talk about history because the concept that they have been giving us in reference to we come from the hunters and the gatherers all the way up until modern man where we're trying to fly into space, evidence suggests their own evidence to archaeologists. These people, they sit around the world looking for information and clues and secrets from the people that knew about what was going on all around the planet, what was going on from, they knew the real history of the planet, you know, and they were trying to find out the history of the time. For some reason, they came here a little late, and the I can say the Malay people were already had set up doing things when they got here, you know. So they wanted Johnny to come lead you to the planet, but however, they didn't manage to get involved with what's going on. But after a certain period of time, that's been a long 2 days. I'm trying to make it through these last 2 days. So through the long search on the planet, there's been a lot going on. And we have been here, back and forth on this planet, for millions of years, you know. I think of me when the Christians talk about when Earth was, God made Earth in 6,000 years. Well, yes, it took 6,000 years to set all this up, but it didn't happen 6,000 years ago. So they're trying to say everything's only 6,000 years old. Well, if you just go from some of the Egyptian records up until now, you're more than 6,000 years. So that analogy coming from the Bible, the way they're perceiving the book, is just not accurate. Yes, it took them 6,000 years to set this solar system up, but it didn't happen 6,000 years ago, okay? So let's talk about the evolution of the planet. Well, I don't even like to use the word evolution because I don't think that we are evolving into anything. I think we're retrogressed to something, and we're just trying to get back to where we were. Because if we're hunter-gatherers and coming through the evolutionary process, where the pyramids come from, okay? The languages and all that stuff come from. There's things around here that's older than 6,000 years. That's a big if you accept the limit, the primitive knowledge of carbon dating. Carbon dating is, it's not really that accurate, but if you accept that, then you can deal with the millions of years that we've been here and so forth and so on. But I think that most of the things that are going on right now through architectural findings and things have actually led us to a lot of information that suggests that there's another history ever than the old I crawled up from out of a rock scenario and start walking around on my own fours. I mean, start walking on my hind legs, and then the next thing you know, I chopped up a piece of rock and I'm making spears, you know. There's too much evidence to the contrary that that absolutely did not happen, okay? And anybody who goes back into history and starts studying your history, you'll know that that absolutely just didn't happen. Because if that was the case, why would they have pictures of helicopters carving to the pyramid, okay? That goes back 4,000 years, 5,000 years. 5,000 years ago, we shouldn't have helicopters and planes carved into the pyramid, submarine carved into the pyramid. You know what I'm saying? And things that were written up, especially in Ezekiel. You know, there was an aeronautical engineer who got 67 patents on things about flying objects coming from out of Ezekiel, and that's in the Bible. So there's lots of history around that will tell us that evolution just did not happen, okay? Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to lay out a story of how we got here, how everything was set up, and the way it worked, okay? Now, that's just one rendition. I'm not saying that it's right or it's wrong. It just is what it is. Now, you can click on and let me know if you have if you believe in evolution or if you follow this, well, we're not going to get into the flat earth thing right now. I don't even want to put that up there. But to me, that's not even a discussion, but we'll go through that for the sake of those who can explain to me how water travels uphill to get back to the flat earth once it goes down. So that's a whole other thing. So I'm just going to lay this history out, right? And after I lay this history out, then you can, you know, maybe chime in and give me your concept of how you think everything started, or if you think or if you believe in the evolutionary concept, then that's something different. But before I do that, I want to say something here that I think we need to know. Two or three strands of your DNA can handle all the information on a lot of your Congress, okay? A lot of times if you want to know things, all you have to do is start asking yourself questions. And you'd be surprised at the answers you get from you. There's a lot of information already in you, but you don't think to ask you. You don't think you know. It's just something to think about. It's kind of amazing. You know, you're sitting here thinking you have to go someplace else to get the information when all of the information from the sojourn, from when you first came into this dimension, all the way through, is already inside your DNA. It's already written up, you know? And you'd be surprised at what you find out when you literally go in and ask yourself, okay? All right, so we're going to start the journey, right? Now, there's corporeal beings and incorporeal beings, okay? Corporeal beings are beings that have flesh. Incorporeal beings are beings without flesh, okay? Now, the incorporeal beings can live in a dimension where there's no physical matter. Well, let me say it this way. They can live in a dimension where there's no, where the vibration of everything is so far, it's so fast, okay, that it's not physical, all right? You know, it's just like with water and ice. The slower the molecule, the denser the ice, the water becomes. But the same thing with your physical body, all right? Now, these beings that live in this dimension, okay, up near stars A, B, and C. I gotta add that in there too, because they don't talk about C too much. Stars A, B, and C. There's a black hole up there, right? On the other side of the black hole is a portal into other dimensions, okay? I know you've heard about portals, but these are portals into other dimensions. So the other dimension is a dimension where incorporeal beings or corporeal beings. I'm getting a little tired, excuse me for that. Incorporeal beings live, okay? Incorporeal beings, when they live, they give off what's called a gas. This gas is corporeal, right? This gas flows through the black hole into the physical dimension, right? Now, once the physical, this has been taking on for millions of years. Now, the physical dimension was starting to fill up with the gas. But they were worried, because the incorporeal beings were worried if the gas were to unite, it would burn a hole in both dimensions. Okay? So they sent a few of the incorporeal beings through the black hole into this dimension. When they got into this dimension, they had to surround themselves with flesh. Okay, with corporeal energy. That's energy that vibrates so low that it becomes dense. It becomes a heavy material. Okay, so once they turn into once the incorporeal beings surrounded themselves with the corporeal flesh, they were able to live in this dimension. Now, if these beings were so powerful that they could actually live in the confines of space without without the machines and all that kind of stuff. You know, these is what you would be calling your gods, but they were actually you. Okay? Now, what they did, they tested part of the gas to see how it would work. And there's a substance that flows through the entire cosmos called dark matter. Okay? And the movies they call it subspace. But it flows through everything, and that actually keeps everything moving in a certain direction. All right? And it's the speed that it's moving is very slow, but it's moving in a certain direction. So when they lit the gas, they found that the subspace energy kept the gas from uniting or making a chain reaction. And with the incorporeal energy, mixed in with the ignited gas, it created a very dense star. Okay, a star is just a sun. That's what sun is, a star. So those stars A and B and C were very dense because they're close to the black hole, and they had to be strong enough to withstand the pull of the black hole, so that it won't go into the other dimension and be destroyed. Okay, so. Once they did that and realized that the gas, if ignited, would not burn a hole through both dimensions. So they decided to develop a planet so that they can live on and monitor this gas for a while. This is the concept of what you're calling heaven and hell. These are the two realities when you're dealing with heaven and hell. They're here monitoring the sun and the heat and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's not somebody sitting in the middle of the earth, sitting on a hot rock drinking tea, waiting for your soul to come down so it can torture you. That's not really what that was all about. But they would prefer to be in their own dimension, okay, which is incorporeal, but they needed monitors here. Now, once they developed the planet, once they made the planet, the minute they ate some of the vegetation or fruit or whatever that comes from the planet, it altered their structure, and they became how would you say they would become physical to the point that they could even though it was dense, but it was still such a light density that the compounds of space, the cold and all that, they didn't bother them. But once they ate, they became so dense that that you can literally see them with the naked eye. You follow what I'm saying? It's written up in the Bible, but we don't really understand it like that. Because once they ate the apple, all of a sudden they knew they were naked. they were invisible. They couldn't see themselves before. And this is the whole concept of what was going on when they first came into this dimension. This is what it's teaching on. But you're not going to get this in the pulpit. So don't go back asking your preachers about this, because they're not going to be able to tell you this way about the Bible, because the Bible has so many clues and so much power and wisdom in it. It's just amazing. So once they did that and created the planet, the first planet to live on, they began making other solar systems. So this is how your solar system came about. You actually were making the solar system. We're talking about your ancestors. But then once they ate something, they had to go 7 years without eating anything before they would go back to the state of density where they could literally leave the planet without machines and stuff, you know. But going without food for 7 years, that wasn't easy for them. So they was eating, and they wound up staying here, procreating, having babies, and before you know it, before you know it, you have the situation you have here today. But they come from the constellation of Osiris. That's where it is. They changed it to Orion's Belt. So we're talking about Orion's Belt. They come from Orion's Belt, through Venus, through Mars, through Jupiter, and here, okay? If you want to find a little bit more about this information, you can look up the history of the Lemurians. I believe that Brother Mac on Sunday, he lists one of those as, I'm not sure he just lists them as for something for information, you know? I'll have to ask him a little more about that, why he lists those particular things. But within the things that he lists, they're pretty powerful. If you look them up, you'll gain a lot of knowledge just by looking at 12 things or the 24 things that he lists, you know. But Lemurians is one of them. So you can go in and Google Lemurians, and they'll tell you they were here pre-Atlantis, and they're coming from Mars, and they'll tell you about that, you know. This is why they find so much life and stuff like that on Mars, because you'll find that history is pretty much correct. Now, the people that were here dealing with little spirits and stuff, we retrogressed to a pretty bad state. This is before modern man, okay? Now, modern man is not indigenous to this planet. This is why they have the missing link. We're talking about the Yasuch, Bomber Snowman, Sasquatch, and those guys. They're the original people on the planet. I know I was a young man, he went into that a little while ago. His name was Dr. Ali Muhammad, you know. He figured this whole thing out, and he said, yeah, it's about the blood type. He said Lucy wasn't really human, you know. And nobody disputed his claims, but nobody knew enough to actually discuss it with him, you know. But as a young man, he figured all this stuff out, and I was surprised that he was talking about it, that he kind of knew this stuff, you know. And it was amazing. We talked about it over the phone a little bit, you know. That was kind of amazing that he knew that. But the evidence and if there is suitable evidence out there that we did not evolve on this planet and we're not indigenous to this planet, okay? So I just want to lay that out there. Now, that information, now if you have a contrary view, different information on how you think that everything came into existence, how this dimension and all this stuff started, then we can, you know, push one, and we can talk about it. You can give us your concept of what you think is going on and what's happening. These are very difficult topics because most people don't go into these topics because they haven't been asking themselves this question, expecting an answer. You know, I mean, you have to expect information too when you ask yourself. That's part of how it works, because you're generating this information from your DNA and from yourself. So there's a lot of information that you already have. You just have to go in and get it. And you don't need nobody to tell you about it. In fact, what made me feel pretty good with this information, one of the articles, I put it up on YouTube, when they showed the gas around a different planet, that there was actually gas out there around the different planets, and they're beginning to realize what's actually going on in this particular dimension, you know. I don't know if they've determined what the gas is or not. I don't know if they've given it a name. Actually, I don't have a name for the gas myself. But the gas is there, and they've shown videos of this particular gas that I was talking about. I've been talking about for such a long time. And also that I just want to take a minute and mention what we call the uncaused cause and go back to the very time when things began to go into motion. Because they keep talking about time and time space, and time is a reality. But time is a unit to measure motion. And when is motion, there's no time. Something can sit still forever, and you can't actually measure how long it's been sitting until you measure it against something that's moving. So once it moves, then you say, oh, it's been sitting for X amount of years, and then it moves. So it's all about the motion when you talk about time, you know. You look at your clocks and your watches. That's all about the motion of the sun, the planet, and going around the sun. That gives you your 12 hours, the 24 hours in a day. 24 hours in a day. So your time that you're dealing with is relative to motion. And everything dealing with time is motion, you know. So we're talking about the uncaused cause. Now, at that particular time, the only thing that was here was energy. And everything is made up out of that energy from the uncaused cause. So you are not, you were actually not created, because you can't, you know, I don't like to use the word can't, knowing who we are. But it's not practical to think that you can create something from nothing. You need something to make something. And at the time when everything was being made, it was energy that was here. I don't know if it was dormant or whatever, but it was here. And we call it the uncaused cause, because I don't care how you think about it, you're going to have to go back to that point. At one time, something was here, and nothing caused it to exist. So that's what we call it, uncaused cause. I don't know if it's just interplanetary energy. There might be something deeper or smaller or than interplanetary energy. I don't know. I haven't asked that question. Whether this energy was corporeal, incorporeal, what dimension was it in, was it static? You know, I haven't asked myself those questions, but now I think I will. And you'd be surprised at some of the answers that you might get, okay? Oh, boy. It's time to move pretty fast here. And overdid it again. Hold on for a second. I appreciate everybody that's here on the line. Thank you very much. We're going to get into the commercial in half an hour. We go through the commercial here. And I'd like to give a shout out to, you know, people out there that's trying to do the same thing that I'm doing, trying to give up information, trying to let people know what's going on, and taking the time to do that, you know, because they don't have to. Most of the people aren't really getting paid for bringing the truth. Because trust me, the 1% ain't paying nobody to bring the truth, because they don't want the truth out, because the truth hurts what they're doing, you know? And they have a strategy of keeping people in a dominant position. And so if the truth came out, that would change the dynamics of the mindset of the people on the planet. And the 1% might lose their whole grip on humanity. Okay, this is Brother Elohim. This is the Elohim Radio Show. We're here every Sunday from 7 to 8 p.m. For your time, the call in number is 516-453-9230. If you want to give us a shout-out, just give us a call. And just put one out. We don't usually have 4 digits for your phone number. And that way you can... if you want to name anonymous and all that, you can. Even if you come with all access, we'll still open up the mic for you so you can make a comment, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market. Come 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. The link is CD Baby, CD Baby, /CD/ Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click the Elohim Christ 10 tracks. And Jesus is coming, and my songs will come up, and you'll be able to listen to them and check them out, you know. And we ask ourselves, if Jesus is coming back, where is he coming from? Well, we think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time, out of the goddess's womb, you know. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you keep just might be the one to get us out of this mess, okay? So we need those babies. So, you know, and brothers, you got to step up and help the sisters with these babies, because it's not a good idea for them to raise them by themselves, but don't think they can. But it's not a good idea for them to do that, okay? check out my book, Toronto Scriptures Part 2, A Christ Has Come, for more information on that. It's in a CD form and book form, some more information on that. Just call TCCA at 215-977-0777. And we're there from 9 to 5 p.m., okay? Also, I'm now in the gold business. Yeah, I'm kind of selling gold. Need that money, bro. And everybody's, the whole planet is trying to switch back to the gold system, you know? And because the fiat currency, it's too volatile, you know? But gold is pretty consistent, you know, and it kind of always seems to be going up. And plus, there's other things involved with it, too. Some more information about the gold and the gold business, if you want to get into it, you need some extra money. Just call 215-977-0777, okay? I'd like to take a shout out to Horace Butler for his book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like that book because I think he understands history, you know, and he has proof, verifiable proof, that this area that we're in was called the Americas before any of the Europeans came here. Not America Vespucci, not Leif Erikson, none of those guys. It's not named after any of them. It's not named after some explorer from London who theorized that it would be here and all that. It was already named here, going back all the way back to the Lemurians. That's where all this, that's where all these concepts and stuff came from, okay? You need to research. You'll find out that what I'm saying is pretty much on. And Hans Butler, he kind of knows this and locked on to it. So if you get the books and Ross cried out, he can give, you know, you'll learn a whole lot more about it, okay? And I'd also like to give a shout out to the Legacy of a Nation, show hosted by Brother Mac and Son. They come on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The caller number is 319-527-6199. I see his numbers in here, so after I get through running everything, we'll give him a chance to give you a little information about what his show is about, maybe what's coming up. He might have some comments about all the stuff I've been talking about, too. Okay, I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitru. Last week I didn't have it in here. Almost missed her. So I talked to her. It's Kamitru, K-A-M-E-T-R-E, Kamitru 11. She has what's called a spoken word. If you get a chance, go on YouTube and look her up. And she has some pretty good things to say. You might learn something. You know what I mean? Yeah, it's called Spoken Word. And she goes by the name of Kamitru 11. Okay. I'd like to give a shout out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. And her calling number is 347-215-8040. You can also get her on the web by Nikki Love Wu Nam. I'm going to try to catch that show tonight, but I'd be so tired when 10:30 comes. I've been missing that show for a couple of months now, you know. But it's a pretty good show. She's a good spiritual reader. I suggest you check it out and listen to her. She's pretty impressive. In fact, we did a reading on each other. I read her, she read me, and I'm a spiritual reader myself just a little bit. You know, I'm not a big mucky muck in that area, you know. Or am I just being modest? You never know. Call and find out, right? We also like to give a shout out for the UNIACL, that's the United Negro Improvement Association, at 1656 of Wilmore Avenue, Philadelphia, PA, 3 p.m. Sunday. Just call Brother Kabir. If you don't know about Marcus Garvey, he can hook you up and let you know about the different things that they have going on in the UNIA. His number is 267-513-8789. Okay, and to contact the international spokesperson for the UNIA, just call the 646-807-6502, okay? And we also have Harvey D. Industries. He makes designer clothes and buttons and flags. So if you need flags and stuff or black flags, I don't think he'll make an American flag, but if you need different flags, he might ask him. He might hook you up. But if you need a good tailor-made suit or something like that, just give him a call. His number is 609-638-5828. We have a new listener who has a security company. His number is 336-988-8638. I don't know if you have his web address. Let me see here. Let me scroll down for a minute. No, I don't see him on the line, so he's not on the line this week. Maybe he'll chime in next week, and we can let him give a shout-out about what he does and what's going on, okay? I also like to give a shout-out to Thomas Thornton. He has 6 CDs on the market. He goes by the name Yesterday's Child. You can catch him on YouTube as well. Just click in Yesterday's Child, and his songs will come up. And if you want more information about him, if you want him to come, well, he's not doing bookings these times, but his information, the number is 267-259-4077. Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to the Heavenbound Gospel Singers. They probably slow down pretty good. I watched them a couple of times. They're really good. If you want to book the group and more information about the CD, just call Brother Patrick. His number is 215-4714-19, okay? And trust me, I've seen his brothers get busy, and do they get busy, yes, sir. I'd also like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers, doctors. We got Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you don't have one of these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be. No, I don't think nobody deserves to be sick. So give them a call. And don't worry. If you're talking to these guys, you definitely will be healthy. Okay, that takes care of that takes care of the commercial. Now, what I want to do, I see Brother Mac's number in here, so I'm going to open up his mic and let him give you an idea about his show and what he's doing next week on the show, and then we can get back into the main topic for today. See if I can get his mic open. The board's working. That's good. Brother Mac, I'm 1927.
Yes, brother. Good evening, sir.
I'm almost tongue-tied. I'm almost breathless. The commercial's getting pretty long, huh? Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. Yes,
yeah, so
you might want to tell him what you got coming up for next week, and you know.
Very well. All right, let me let him think it. My show is Legacy of a Nation, and I'm on Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. The aim of my show is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community, and the Aboriginal community to which I refer is we who are descended from slaves. Our contention is that we are Aborigines, we are natives, we are indigenous to the lands of the Americas, as North America, South Central America, and South America, and all of the Caribbean islands. We were here when the Europeans came in 1492. we had been here for thousands of years before they arrived, and that part of our story has been covered up, and they've told us that we all came from Africa, thereby disinheriting us from the land that they stole and through war took from our ancestors. And they also made it unlawful for us to learn, know how to read, so that we would never be able to figure out what they had done to us, and that they killed off 90% of the indigenous population that were our ancestors. And so that means that 9 out of every 10 people were killed off, in, either in war, being worked to death, or died from the European diseases that the Europeans brought over and spread among our ancestors. But our aim is to increase our awareness so that we can become aware of who we are and how we got to be the way that we are. Brother Elohim, by the way, we speak on 4 main topics, 1 each week. And the main topics that we cover are health, 1, history, 2, politics, 3, and economics, 4. And so we invite you to call in. Our number is 319-527-6199, and that's at 6 p.m. Eastern Time every Saturday. And that's Legacy of a Nation is the name of our show. And our aim, again, is to increase the awareness of the Aboriginal community. You can call in anonymously. You don't have to announce who you are, and we won't announce who you are. But if you have a product or if you have a service that you would like for our listeners to know about, you can identify yourself and give a telephone number or a street address or a website so that our listeners can reach you and take advantage of whatever product or service that you offer. Thank you very much, Brother Elohim.
You're welcome. Before you give us a comment on the evolution of what we were talking about earlier, I have a breaking news. I just received a police report, a text from the police department that the terrorists are sending fake samples of perfume in the mail for females. Free samples, but they're fake. And 7 women so far have died from these free samples. So if you get any kind of free samples of perfume in the mail, just throw it out. Don't take it, because the terrorists are using that as a way to attack the country. Okay, so if you get free samples of anything in the mail, just toss it. If it ain't green, you know what I mean? If it ain't yellow, if it ain't gold or green, throw it in the trash.
Very well.
That
sounds like good information to have, Brother Elohim.
So do you have a comment on what we're talking about so far before we move to the next guest?
Yeah, well, Brother Elohim, you have elaborated on some things that I wondered about. One, you know, like, where did we come from? And where did we really come from? Let's see. Western education has taught us that that we came from apes, and if I understand you correctly, you're saying no, we came from outer space. We came from another planet. We were brought here, and here we are, and we are coming back into a knowledge that we once had. When you pointed out how there are actually pictures on the Egyptian pyramids of what looked like helicopters and submarines and other aircraft and machinery, that would not have been available if we had, if the Earth were only 6,000 years old, or if we had, or if 6,000 years ago we had been, well, let's say, intelligent-wise, the equivalent of apes, but rather we had devolved from having had a great technology, and that we may be inching back towards having it again, if I understand you correctly. Is that basically what you're saying? That once we had great technology, the ability to fly, and it was lost, and we are moving in the area of going back there again,
which negates the teachings of evolution. So that's
right.
What the whole
yes.
thing is about. You deal with evolution, or you have another concept about how we got here and what happened, you know, then we like to hear it. We have another concept other than evolution, you know. And the concept I gave was contrary to evolution. We didn't do any evolving, you know.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm a victim of Western education, and I certainly bought the story that we are a product of evolution, that we started out simple and have grown to be complex. And that we probably are still moving toward greater complexity. However, with the availability of further information and the ability to search it out, and coming into contact with people like yourself who have advanced knowledge, I have changed my mind about evolution. Even though I had some doubts in the beginning, but I had no reason to doubt it, because there was nothing else to consider, and now there is. And I am open to the concept that we came from out there, and that we were brought here to the Earth, perhaps even as an experiment, and that we are currently being watched over to see how we progress. And I have reason to believe that the biblical concept of the Garden of Eden may have some truth in it, but our understanding of it is simplistic in that we look at it as a man having been made out of the dust of the earth, having had life breathed into him, and having disobeyed the law of do not eat of a certain tree. And you gave somewhat of an explanation as to what really, or you gave another point of view, in that the tree that Adam ate from maybe I better get some more information.
Yeah, it's kind of pretty sure without the whole story, you see, because it's And you know, but there were two stories. There were two stories of man being made in Genesis. The one about Adam and Eve. That was the second one. There was the first one where he made men and women together. It wasn't about like taking over rib and all that. But they were born in as equal. They were born as equal beings. You know, that's in Genesis as well. You know. Now the other part is. The next thing that we wanted to get into was this flat earth. We lost a couple of calls here, but we want to talk about the flat earth thing, you know? That's the next part of this. We have about 15 more minutes left. But there's a lot of people out here discussing or believing or thinking that at this particular point in time, 2019, that the earth is flat. What are your thoughts on the flat earth concept?
Well, again, I think there has to be some validity with the photographs that have been that have come back to us from outer space, showing that the Earth, like the other planets that we observe from the Earth, or round or elliptical, that is not flat, and that the concept of the Earth having edges is. Let's say it doesn't seem to have any validity, and I don't have any idea where the concept rose from today, since we laughed about it decades ago when we talked about the Europeans being afraid to go out to sea because they were afraid that they would sail off. I think that the Earth is not flat. It may be in some places, but overall, I think you can go all the way around it, and you don't find an edge or a bottom.
Well, you know, there's some, like little common sense things, you know, that when you think about it, you know, I mean, there's lava flowing underneath the planet, you know, and water don't run uphill, lava don't run uphill. So if this lava is flowing, okay, if it's flowing, it would have to be flowing around in a circle. And if it's flowing in a, I mean, it's still with the Earth being flat. It has to be flowing around rather than down and back up again of the Earth being round. Because if the Earth is round and moving, then it would allow the lava to flow down, and as the Earth moves, it flows back up and goes back around. Same thing with water. Now, you got these big cliffs like water, and the water's running down, and the Earth is flat. How do the water get back up to the top of the cliff again to come
right
back down again? It's just little things that just don't make sense, you know? So that's what I believe in. The little common sense things, you know. Now, as far as the when they go out into space and have photographs the Earth, none of the photographs or the video, when they videotape the Earth, none of your videos actually show the Earth spinning. That was a curiosity for me. What do you think about that?
My Western education told me decades ago that once upon a time we thought that the sun moved around the Earth rather than the reverse, that the Earth moves around the sun, and that it. That it spins on its axis, and so it moves it moves. It moves in a circle or an ellipse at the same time that it turns on its axis. The axis, would be the equivalent of having a stick in the middle of the earth and spinning the earth with around the stick. At the same time, you have the stick and the earth moving around on the table or around over and under the table. I don't know if I'm making sense, but that's about the best I can do with it.
Well, that's the theory that they give us. See what I'm saying? But what I'm saying is that when you look at the planets, the videos of the other planets, they're not spinning either. And when they go up and take video of the planet of Earth, it's not spinning. And it seems to me, I'm not debating whether the Earth is round as well, but I'm just saying when you go up, it seems like the concept that was spinning on its axis, when you go up there, it should be spinning. When they look down, it should be spinning.
Well, I don't know, but I would have to ask, how do you account for the seasons? Because the astronauts, when they were in outer space, they were actually orbiting the Earth several times a day, and so they were seeing the sun come up and the sun go down several times a day because they were far enough away from it that they could make this observation, and
I think that sort of explains why the Earth is not spinning from where they are, because they're actually in a simultaneous rotation with the Earth. So in order to keep up with the Earth, they couldn't just sit there, or the Earth would move out away from them going around the sun. They'd still be sitting in one place, and the Earth would move them someplace else. So they would have to be, their trajectory would have to match the rotation of the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So if their trajectory has matched the rotation of the Earth, when they take a picture, the Earth wouldn't be spinning. It would be stationary, because they'd be in a stationary rotation matching the speed going around the planet. That's how the stuff, that would be the only way the satellites and everything else could work. Other than that, the Earth would just move on around the sun, and they'd still be sitting here and be out of range. So I think that's what's going on. That would explain why we did the video. But it don't explain, well, they never said that the other planets were spinning. They just said the Earth was spinning. You know. So that would explain why the Earth is not spinning when they take their videos. Because they're synchronous. That's what they're looking for. They're
right. Okay. Okay. All right. Let's see. In other words, it would be the equivalent of a car riding along beside a train that's on the tracks, and
right,
they're both going at the same speed, and if one looked across to the other one, it would seem that neither of them is moving.
Right. I just want to take a minute to let the callers know that all you have to do is press 1 and let us know if you have a comment or want to get involved in a conversation. Just push 1 and I'll open up your mic. You can join us. Right now we're talking about the Earth being flat around. Go ahead, Brother Matt. And I would agree.
Okay.
with you. And that's why when they take the videos of the Earth, it's not spinning.
Right.
Because they're in a synchronous orbit.
Right, right.
With satellites and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense. But I'm quite ready to admit, Brother Elohim, that there is much for us to know.
The only way we can really know, we gotta get on a ship and go up there and look for ourselves.
Well, it might be practical to just wait for more information, or wait for a new interpretation of information that we already have in the tablets and symbols that have been left for us. By the gods.
Common sense for me, you know, and thinking about the lava flow and the water flow. It says
right.
Water don't run up. It would suggest that the earth is round. And me being in the military, traveling around the earth, it would suggest that the earth is round. And the only thing I was just dealing with the Earth spinning on its axis. They take, and every picture they take, the Earth is stationary. But if they're in a synchronous orbit with the Earth, because the Earth definitely goes around the Sun, whether it's flat or square, it still goes around the Sun.
Right.
If they was in a stationary position, then the Earth would leave the stations, the satellites, everything will be still sitting in one place when the Earth will move out of range going around the Sun. So they have to be, that's very interesting. So they have to be in a synchronous orbit going around the Earth and actually moving at the speed that the Earth is traveling around the Sun. That's pretty interesting. That's some pretty good time. That's some pretty good calculations these guys have made, you know.
Yeah. Well. Again, I think the safe position to take is there's much yet to be explained, and in the meantime we can speculate based on the information that we have. But I think we need to consider that there is much that we don't know, and the proof of that is what we know now based upon what we didn't know as late as 50 years ago.
I think in the meantime, very well, where our next meal coming from, huh? with that guy in the orange seat in the White House, telling what's going to be happening, you know. I think that. Oh, there was one other thing that I wanted to get into, but we kind of ran out of time. We only got about 2 minutes left, and that was history. I wanted to talk about the history of the United States and this President Hayes. And the actual information that those guys and what they came up with that was stolen from them by George Washington and the boys, you know, this whole system was actually set up by them. And they just stole it, ran off with it, you know, put their name on everything. Like Trump is trying to do now. We build a wall and put my name on the wall. You know? Right? And most of the property, you know, only he just got his name on the property. This guy. And so that's basically what they did. They just ran off, stole every doggone thing. They didn't write the Bill of Rights. They didn't write the Constitution. They didn't write none of that stuff. Because nobody ever stops to ask themselves, if the Continental Congress was here, what laws and rules were the president following? Nobody asked themselves. You know, they had to be following some kind of rule. They had to have some kind of, you know, they had to have some kind of legislation and stuff going on, you know? And even based on what some of the stuff that Will I Am talked about, how they made George Washington a general, he did a military coup and ran off with the soldiers and hooked up with France. So Napoleon, at the time, Napoleon was strong. Couldn't nobody beat the guy, you know, until so he jumped on one of us up in Haiti. Was that too far around over there?
Yeah, yeah.
Got his butt kicked, and then they figured out how to beat him. But that left the United States or George Washington and his crew without a navy. And because it was the French that broke the blockade that Britain first put up, if my understanding is correct. And but once the French was defeated, then the waterways was wide open for Britain. and they was able to shut down and control what's going on here in the country. So George Washington and the boy literally got their butt kicked by Britain. But that's a whole nother story.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah. Again, there's much to know, and I guess you'll have to come back with further information.
Next week. Right now, we're out of time. Thank you. Those that called them, I want to thank you so much for being on the line. And just remember that when you want to talk, next time you call, just press 1 and you can get into the conversation. And I'm not sure what we're talking about next week. Oh, we're talking about health next week. And I think that's right in line with your health next week, too, isn't it?
Next week, because I took last week off, next week mine should be economics.
Okay, so you'll be talking about economics next week. Okay, so right now, this is Kevin over here. I love you. Thank you all for calling in. I appreciate it. And remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And I will talk to you again next week. Much love.
Thank you, Brother Zim, for bringing us these mind-bending thoughts. Be well.